Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Connor Riley's joined us now for the last few months from Dog Nation to help us kind of break down what's going on with the Dogs on a week-to-week basis, even leading up to the bowl game. And Connor, it's good to have you back on the show. Let's talk about all the guys that have made a decision to come back and what kind of impact that's going to have on this Dog football program.
Yeah, the latest guy to do that is Zamir White. He announced today that he, too, had unfinished business. He joins a longer list of players coming back than a list of juniors electing to go pro. I believe right now the only two to elect to do that are center Trey Hill and outside linebacker Aziz Ojulari. And, I mean, you only have to look back to Monday night to see the sort of impact that getting draftable juniors, which I believe a lot of these guys would have been, to come back for your senior year, the impact that has on a team. Najee Harris would have been drafted in the 2020 NFL draft if he came out. He did not. He scored 30 touchdowns this season. Devontae Smith sort of had the same thing with him. He won the Heisman Trophy. I think as in the modern age of college football, these elite teams get draftable players, which I think JT Daniels would have been. I think Zamir White would have been. I think James Cook would have been. When you get these types of players back, it only helps you next season when the talent gap is already is what it is. So getting NFL-able players to be on your college football team should be seen as an absolute win, like it is with Zamir White announcing today that he will be back.
Right. We talked about everybody else coming back. I mean, you know, you've got some dudes, man, that, again, I just thought, for instance, like, was it Jordan Davis, you know, and that was kind of cool because that's, you know, that's what you really need if you're going to beat, you know, again, Clemson. Think about this. When the lights are bright, starting the game in Charlotte, JT Daniels, you know, you get the running game is secure. How good is the offensive line going to go? Cleveland obviously moving on, but how strong are you? What's your area? Do you have an area of concern when you look ahead to next season?
So secondary is sort of the easy one to look at, just given all that they are set to lose at that position. But with the way college football has been played these last couple of years, and Georgia had a great secondary this year, and it didn't really seem to matter against a great offense. That's why, hey, if there is one area of concern for me, it's the offensive line. Cleveland and Trey Hill were, I think, your two best offensive linemen, and there were a couple games late in the year when JT Daniels was at quarterback that the offensive line was just not up to championship caliber. The Mississippi State game and the Cincinnati game, Georgia finished with fewer than 50 rushing yards total in that game. And as great as Najee Harris and Devontae Smith and Mac Jones were, Alabama had the best offensive line in the country this season. And you're very naive if you don't think that played a huge impact in Alabama doing what it did and dominating in the fashion that it did this season. So for me, if there's one thing I want to see Georgia really improve on going into next year, it is that offensive line spot.
Okay, so offensive line obviously is going to open up, you know, the run game and some of the things we're talking about, Connor. But what about the explosive plays? Mm-hmm. When you look at what Alabama was able to do, a lot of it had to do with the down-the-field explosive plays. And, you know, Georgia has the players that are capable. This is the one question I'll ask now. I'll ask all offseason to you and everybody else. How does Georgia create that? Because if they don't have those things, I don't care about what everybody else wants with the run game. We need explosive plays to win a national championship.
Yeah, you are absolutely right there, and I hope to answer that question time and time again. I think Steve Sarkisian called a fantastic game on Monday night, and a lot of it is going to come down to Todd Monken and his scheme. And I think you saw in that Cincinnati game, while it wasn't necessarily there in the run game, Georgia was hitting on those big explosive pass plays. George Pickens had a 51-yard catch. Arian Smith had a 55-yard catch. The point you make there, Carl, is explosive plays win you games. It's a lot easier to move the ball up and down the field and score points if you're rattling off a 40-yard play every four, five, six plays, as opposed to trying to matriculate the ball down the field, like I think we sort of saw Ohio State have to do against Alabama to score. When you're able to hit those big plays, it makes everything easier. It increases the margin of error you're allowed to have, because you could have eight not great plays in a row, but if every ninth play you're hitting a big play and scoring a touchdown, it doesn't really matter what happened on those previous eight plays. So JT Daniels has to continue to improve as a deep ball passer, and I think Todd Monken needs to continue to evolve and improve this scheme to where you're consistently getting guys open and creating big plays down the field.
It is Connor Riley with his guys here on the WadeFord.com hotline. He's got an article in Dawg Nation, the latest Georgia football roster movement regarding the draft, transfer portal, and returnees. And Carl just asked you about Monken and the offense. We thought going into this year, based on how it ended, that George Pickens would be a guy that would be one of the elite wide receivers in college football.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get you inside his head, but, I mean, maturity always is a phrase which pops in. This guy physically should be, and now with JT Daniels, you got a delivery system that can get you the rock. So is his game going next level this season?
That, I mean, that's the thing for him. If he's on the field and he has good quarterback play, which he did when JT Daniels was a quarterback, you saw what he could do. You saw what he could do in the Missouri game. He made big plays against Cincinnati, over 100 yards, I believe, in both of those games there. The biggest thing with George is availability with George is the best ability that he has to improve on this season. He has to be on the field. He was not on the field against Florida, and I believe he was not on the field against Kentucky, and Georgia's passing offense really suffered in that game. Mike, you mentioned, just from a talent perspective alone, he is clearly one of the most gifted wide receivers in college football, both this season, and I absolutely think that next season. If he's able to stay on the field and continue to make plays, and he was able to do that with JT Daniels at quarterback, the sky is the limit for this kid. He just has to figure out a way to, you know, not necessarily get out, you know, find a way to get out of his own way and be on the field. That way he can make those jaw-dropping plays that we've seen him do time and time again.
Connor Riley, our guest, guys, we're talking college football. The rumor out there, I don't know if it's been confirmed, but Alabama's going to hire Bill O'Brien. I'm just curious about your thoughts there. And you know, we keep thinking there's going to be some fall off. We know he, being Saban, had the number one class again this year. Recruiting class, and now you're bringing in another offensive coordinator, not Georgia related, but it kind of is because they're still in the way of what Georgia wants to get accomplished. What do you think about that hire, if in fact it is going to happen? And the rumors are that it's going to.
Yeah, Georgia has to beat Alabama to ascend to the summit of the mountain that they are trying to climb. And you know, as much as Bill O'Brien was a punching bag for his time at Houston, especially the way things ended there and what he was able to do, do you guys remember the name Christian Hackenberg? Former quarterback drafted by the New York Jets, was not very good in late stages of his career at both Penn State and then obviously at the NFL level. But when Bill O'Brien was working with him as the head coach at Penn State, everyone thought Hackenberg was going to be the next number one overall pick. And then ultimately O'Brien goes to work for Houston. And I think, you know, as much as things didn't end well there, he did a tremendous job with Deshaun Watson and helping him develop. I know, you know, some people can make jokes, and they're certainly able to do that, but Bill O'Brien is still a really, really good offensive mind. He's worked with Tom Brady. He's worked with elite quarterbacks before. I think you certainly won't see this Alabama offense be as good as it was this season, next season. But they still have a ton of talent. Bryce Young is as hyped as any quarterback has been in recent seasons, outside of maybe Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields. While it might not be there at the beginning of the season, I think by the end of the season, maybe the SEC championship game when Alabama and Georgia theoretically could play, Alabama's going to have it figured out. As long as Saban is still the coach there at Alabama, he's shown that he knows how to adapt and win in a college game better than, quite frankly, anyone has ever been able to.
It is our man Connor Riley, guys, from Dawg Nation here on the WadeFord.com hotline. By the way, Dawg Report brought to you by our buddies at Brightbox, B-R-I-T-E, BrightboxElectrical.com for man caves, home automation, generators, they got it all. And, you know, we were talking earlier in the show about the odds for next year, and George is right there on many of the prognosticator sites as, you know, 10-1, 14-1, in some cases 8-1. The division is so winnable. South Carolina's turned it over. You know, it just sounds like the Gamecocks and Shane Beamer's going to lose a stud quarterback for next year's draft class. You know, Tennessee's in turmoil, although they've added steel. The Gators, how good are the Gators going to be? Because that's also, you know, we talk about Alabama. You got to win the cocktail party. Didn't do that this year.
Yeah, Georgia has to do that. Before they get to Alabama, they have to once again beat Florida. And Florida does bring back some interesting pieces on defense. Brenton Cox, Zachary Carter, a very good defensive lineman that play well against Georgia this season. And Dan Mullen, for all you want to say about how he handles PR and what he says in front of a microphone, he's still a very good offensive mind. Florida might not have the offense they had this season, but they're still going to have a good offense. I think the question for Georgia is, the offense was at its worst last year against Florida. You would expect it to be much, much better next year. And with Florida, no Trask, This team was just a fundamentally different team without Kyle Pitts when he was on the field this season. They have to replace Kadarius Toney as well. They have some young, interesting talent there, but Emory Jones or Anthony Richardson, the guy that is replacing Kyle Trask, is going to be a very different quarterback. And next year, quite frankly, I don't think he'll be quite as good as what Trask was able to do for most of this season. So Florida takes a small step back from, you know, a top 10 team to, I think, a top 25 team. And Georgia should absolutely be able to take advantage and beat them next season in Jacksonville.
Who's going to be the best player on the defensive side of the ball, at least projected to be, right? We talked a lot about Richard LeCount, and then he had the motorcycle accident and obviously, you know, wasn't able to help the team as much as we thought. Who is that guy next season for the Dawgs, in your mind, at least projecting to be the guy, the best player on the defensive side of the ball?
From a sort of football nerd and not looking at stat sheets perspective, it's Jordan Davis. There is not a better run defender in college football. Teams just cannot run on Georgia when he is on the field. And he was also not playing in that Florida game later on in the season there. But from a statistical perspective, I think Adam Anderson is a guy to really watch, a guy that really came on over the course of the season in sort of limited pass rushing opportunities, 6.5 sacks this past season, and a guy that is just quick as heck off the edge in terms of getting to the passer, a real disruptive player and someone who, I think with more opportunity next season, it wouldn't surprise me to see Adam Anderson end up with double-digit sacks. So from the, you know, stat perspective, common fan, I think Adam Anderson is a name you could hear a lot next season. From the true football fan perspective, no one does more, I think, for a defense than Jordan Davis will for Georgia next season.
All right, man. It's JT Daniels time. We asked you this earlier, so I'll just ask it again because it always gets Dawg fans fired up. If Daniels was healthy, you're going to see it through against Alabama? Obviously, we already talked about the Florida game. If JT Daniels was healthy from Jump Street, where was Georgia going this last year?
I think Georgia, if JT Daniels is healthy through the entire season, we see sort of what we saw at the end of this year, I think Georgia's maybe the second or third best team. I don't think there's a big difference between Georgia and Ohio State, even Clemson for that matter as well, with JT Daniels at the helm. But I don't know how you see what you saw on Monday night and just think any team was beating Alabama this season, including a Georgia team with JT Daniels. This Alabama team, when they brought their A game, was just so good, so impressive. Certainly, I think they beat this LSU team just because I think their offensive line is a little bit better. And one of the great college football teams of my lifetime that I remember this Alabama team being.
I agree. We appreciate the time, as always, Connor. Great stuff. We will talk to you next week. And as this thing continues to, you know, we figure out more and more about what's going on with the Dawg program and the SEC and more on these teams in this offseason. And there's a lot to get to, man. So we appreciate the time. We'll talk soon.
Yep. Thanks, guys, for having me on. Always a pleasure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.